Thanks, everyone. Felice, where are you? There you are. I'm so happy to read with you. It's funny to think of that when we were little. I'm going to read two poems. From my perspective, they're long poems. And then you'll have Felice here up on stage. The first one's called Water and Power. Eating a freshly fried egg at 10 a.m. is one of the ways I indicate to myself I am experiencing a day without compelled paid labor. I've called in sick and it's warm, the sky's blue. People say the light is different in California, but I've been here all my life. People say you can measure the size of raindrops by looking at the colors in a rainbow, but I've never tried. I carry my symptoms to the pole past the metropole, among the milk chuggers, waist-deep in marsh muck. The bell rings as the waters rise over the base, which is what generates the winds, with the flows and with the floods. The design of the workspace is half open office, half congealed bone and guts. The population is assembled and made to produce a surplus. The shocks are absorbed by unnamed unfortunates, and these students are driving Teslas. In Black Jacobins, I read what I'd only seen previously epigraphed. The rich are only defeated when running for their lives. This is the building song the writing can't replicate, the rush which draws the coarse, subprime subjects shellacked into liquid lives. Every day I am covered in water twice and also uncovered twice. Sometimes I rebel against the slop and treat myself to a salad. The cat and I listen to Philip Glass. The cat is alone, like the house and the Honda. Our transaction is fulfilled in symbolic form. We are strangers to each other. The ATM will ship money if you know what numbers to tell it. As any shipping container, leasing displacement, as any colonial condo, they build prisons on fallow fields because there had been drought. Because there had been drought, fires spread wildly. They use the labor of the people they imprison to fight fires because they built cages where the crops would not grow on drought land. I tell my brother it's slave labor. He says, if they choose to fight fires, that's their choice. I ask my mom how he got that way. My mom gave birth to me, her third child, when she was 34, the age I am now, childless. What is the water doing before the ducks disturb it? The struggle of our love to build a public world, to align with facts or to change them in the wake of the break, when the cure is as ruthless as the illness. If I douse my leg with goo gone, if I dream of houses, if I dream of land, with my fossilized finger, I point at the sloth on the banknote, clomping through the market, munching on the carrion. Whose fantasy is that in the shop window, licking the asphalt, languishing in the archives? It's in my body, the terror, my heritage. I rush home to curl into the last slice of sunlight penetrating the house. On that slice of abiding earth, I stand. It wasn't the truth, but I knew with certainty it was true to me. They hone poisons and sharpen money-stained teeth, but our skin is supple and strong and tender and alive, and we can slip like ghosts into the water. Will they find us past the dune, the foredune, the berm, the beach face, the trough, and the bar? Will they find us past all that, knowing what we refuse? Our love will be disclosed. The warming is faster than the models. I get dressed only to get rapidly undressed hours later. I was taught my skills in the meeting house and under the moon. I swallow. I show up to work again, 18,000 hours and counting. Some I reflect and some I absorb. I wake up and do it again. I am that sloth, poking the administrative tablet, rasping at the door of HR. Meanwhile, the oleander reaches full flower. The robot on Dwight and Shattuck collapses. I mean, I collapse it. I kick it to shreds. My paycheck is a ration. My paycheck is a ration. Ask forgiveness. Along the edges of the scrum, ask forgiveness. If penance is a pendant, how often shall I wear it? In Vancouver, they tell me if you caress the dollar, you get a whiff of maple syrup. First I put a bill in my mouth and munch, and then I use a nickel. In preparation for the procedure, it's best to evacuate the guts and refrain from nostalgia. Squirt 3 dabs on the rag and try to disappear desire. I like how they say a stain lifts. I like the way they say pain latches. They do say that, don't they? If I scrub off the evidence, I'll have no heart left to do the pumping. Write this on a rock for me before you go. The sun is a clear, persistent, and beckoning door. The way a singer throws their voice against a rising and makes you feel a thing, I feel a thing. My hunger overcomes my caution in bouts general, random, and frequent. If I recite the litany, it is simply to show the rations in beveled bowls in the sky, a big blue boulder. And if you move through that repeatedly, you can move through anything. Like watching your chest rise and fall, the rest of the world thrown sideways. I didn't yet know the ground could rot. I didn't know my desire is not clear enough to peer into because it's gathered too much along the way, and my language consists chiefly of flags. And what would I really do in the woodwork anyway? I can't even find due north. They claim there is an unfeeling part of the horse. They say Shirley Jones died with her caretaker in the fire. They don't name the caretaker or the pre-existing condition, the endless and unequal toil. The fault lines are byproducts of the foundation. The goodies are on the bottom, arrayed like potatoes in the ground. In the ground, I am harbored there, root by root. I am tutored by your love. I set the idea of it in my bag for safekeeping. When we were peers of the realm and looked up under the clock tower, we failed because we didn't eat the husks. There's nothing like thought in this. When there was still a there, when we were alive, and there is a breeze. I go to the green and blue and construct a series of windows. I abscond with the alluvium and forsake the pouch. Though it be light, floated down the water, where I find my companions where I left them. Where I hide a small plot in the forests. Let the fleece of our fleets be fruitful. Let we be warm of thought. Let the paper money men and the gold bugs find their necks mud raked. I want this like I want a long weekend, a kiss in a dark bar, a slug's trace across some lichen. There's lots of little birdies hopping around in the grass. The rich are running for their lives. They say it's an immaterial promissory and imaginary feeling, although not unreal. So that's that. This is called Little Hill. I think I mostly wrote it. I had a summer. When was that? Recently. When I didn't have to, where I had Mondays off for an assortment of reasons, and I tried to get up every morning and write, so I sort of realized recently maybe this feels like a morning poem or something, and that it's something about it feels like the morning to me. Anyway, it was written in El Cerrito, Little Hill. Like any animal, I need something in the morning to rouse me, the joy of my friends against this Fidelity Investments notebook I use for its hardback, to rouse me, to lose myself against image, against the trading brokerage of choice. I need a patch, I need a sticker, I need a sticker in a new world, no splendor untainted. Is this morning naive? Selfish, to want the apple to propagate itself, to want the syrup and the songs. I do not believe we know what will come of any action, considered or directed or righteous as it may be. Desire is not will. Fidelity to what? There must be pleasure. eating and shitting and fighting and fucking with this marking and with this fire, the flood through which the blood runs, knowing the thing by its disappearance, the palpability and lack, bathing in the backwash of our cities, wading in toxic waters, my phone beeps, I read the news. We used to throw trash into the ocean. We're more subtle now. I slip into my microfiber. I get ready for work. I've been taking heart in how quickly the sky can clear. White, gray to blue by the time I reach the silt at the bottom of the glass, or what we call blue. In time for the legislated stroll, in time for the garden party, or what we call a garden. I want this to be a symbol, so I say it is a symbol. A swift upturning, where the concussive browbeat of the compulsive order is flipped like a rack of ribs onto tender baby skin. As if desire were will, as if our hands were new. We are out of milk for coffee. Our options are go to the store, get pregnant, milk the bottle brush tree. We do neither, we do none. Our success is 5 bottles between the 4 of us. Our success is friendship, forgiveness, non-monetary abundance. To play the game, you put the chips in your mouth and swish them about. It's a kind of chalky plastic. I can see behind your right eye. ABBA returns to life. They never left. I wouldn't call it going to bed so much as a 6-hour fall. Our success is waking up, the needle in its groove, the gazelle's elongated ear. Someone on this block is breathing as if they cannot breathe. Some man is yelling, slamming something, a large metal box with a brick. I am in the spindly chair, listening from behind a fence, thinking hearing, thinking men. I dropped my paws into the cold spring and was afraid, and never left California, and did not call myself fit. I like throwing balls and catching them. Their stretchy mesh says world peace. Their worn cotton says heck dollars. The chunk lodged in my head, the bready part of the dream. Should I open my ears? Should I take this pillow off my knocker? It will rain Thursday. I will go to work. You'll say, please take care. I was afraid. I do not love it. Let this life be more than an apparatus for producing an ever greater quantity of feelings, of shoes. Dipping the stick, marking the rise. It's only Tuesday. Quick, everyone learn to swim. An elaborate knot about the branches. Because some of it is trapped in the atmosphere as heat. Because we can't afford to live. One way to relieve sunstroke is to cover your friend in ice. The earth does not want us. The demand from which I come. The demand with which I can't comply. The damage cost of emitting each breath. The economy requires. The economy requires. Well, what does life require? Another day trading waste. I stick the branch in the ground like you told me. I did it. I place the root in the ground. I don't want to live as if living were a way of acquiring things. Never let it be said that sitting in the sun is not a pastime. Star-soaked and breezing under the hill, yellow pistol blazing, but can we eat it? The bay goes on. I wake up to it buzzing west of the highway, full and fragrant as ever. No malicious force has set a drain to it. I closed my eyes for 8 straight hours and no one drained the bay. Though being wakeful is no guarantee against drainage, things can and do disappear all the time. Does the forest know its distance from the shore? To what force it owes its green? Things can and do disappear all the time. The apparatus is still here. It brands offenders. It takes turns creating, then punishing the poor, where they sleep, where they shit, where they spring like rock against rock. a slice right where the finger bends, to cling to anything, to hold on to the spoon. I didn't sail the ship or dip the tip in hollow, but I ate the meat and wore the shirt. Am I holding the whip? Bare feet, fresh coffee, a roof not yet hold, utter luxury. Count me obligated. Shall I incorporate my hatred as a directive want, or let loose of it? To split the shell on shale, to drive west when that black crowd moves east. Whose tail is that? The earth is round. And where will the river be then, and who will swim in it? Bury me with the wood of the trees and music made of doorbells. What remains? Any fire will tell you. All my things in a heap at the bottom of the bag. I saw the death of the earth in a child's toy. I saw grasping in a thicket. My hand was there too, splayed out in the corner booth. We split a gin drink, then another. This one's for debt. This one's for the housing market. The suture oozes. I wobble home, read the future through the moldy roses. The latch on the gate is broken. I push and pull and nothing comes. Hand on the curve of your back. Hand on the lip of the wind. Despite the blood-red talk, I am not a nihilist. I believe despite myself. Depicted in this diagram is a baby contemplating an egg. It does not seem to me to be a human egg, but what do I, what have I ever known, having never been inside my own body? Mutual exclusivity is an invention, she says confidently. It never occurred to me someone had to be the first to say it. I prefer the coextensive, I prefer languid feasts, fetting what is insightful and generous and kind. What's the line? You should praise me. Who said that? I praise the sea. Is a hole in the head needed? A hole in the head is not needed. Inextricably bound, pushed out, never intended to survive. Head fast into a parallel hole, on it, in it, or near it. I have never seen a shirt of nettles, nor a nettle shirt to sting the body of a boss with. Evaporative star, anticipatory blue. Where is my coat? Where is my outing? All this work and no tub to bathe it off. My love asks, what's a sunset pig? All these years I just assumed. I go on assuming, pushing down afterthoughts through no mind of my own. The stakes are myself. I'm more than a breathing apparatus. A job to lance me to it. The stakes are see-through. See them there? Cracking open the country to get at the yoke, calling it finance, calling it the market requires. Yanking all the edibles away like a magician with their tablecloth. You can't eat a useless nest of microcredit sealed in a silo. You can't eat mountains of smoke and candied cancer gems. They train the cadre to believe hunger is the result of laziness. Every few days, they shovel it off and repitch it. The cruisers crush the flowers to produce an object lesson. The cruisers parade the street, crushing the flowers. Very little news comes out of the forest. Sometimes the stone pelters send messages. I hop in the jeep and head for the jetty. I am with the moon. My manner of eating is rumination. I keep my ears and eyes and all other holes peeled for you. In telling this story, I emphasize excrement, asking who really owes what to whom. The scaffolding collapses. We slurp bugs and bivalves and dirty our drinking cups with juices. The juices are extracted, purified, and hoarded. Not being able to pay the fee, I am taken to dry dock. My ear is nailed to a post. Its wings make a shadow on the dirt. There is division between the spheres. My manner of eating is rumination. Don't this nectarine look just like the moon? in a fog walking, you get wet. I'm mostly unconcerned with narrative. I'm no good at weaving elongation. I say woman, but mean person. That person, ascending toward the moon. Rock of the sky, rock of the face, it is raining on green Missouri. A whistling projectile, a basket of light. The air is heavy and dewy in Kansas. As if bioluminescence were plain, as if a sunrise were. I call it tropical, but there's no ocean to see. If I meet it halfway, if I meet it in ambitionless affection, following the sunlight around the house, the egg on which I stand. Moist and loose of tongue, I do not know the limits of possibility. I do not know what is possible. What springs move us and the cause of all our different gates, led by the ears like a flock to the crane, dutiful, if not loving, the salt fish and wine, watching the sunset on Pacific East Mall, three bands of pastel light return to the water through the gills of the fish and to the air through the lungs of air-breathing land animals. Missing in the models is a proxy of the past, preserved in pollen, and the cloud subroutine. Is emotion melodic? Will I live 40 more years? I like that horse because it is a mystery to me. And paper-thin wings, where the only choice is refusal, I walk into the sun, glaciated and sauceless, sprinkled, but not yet dyed. If I didn't, I might as well have. Standing on the mesa, wondering what makes a mesa. Casting was what we decided the beach was. Those who live in watery houses shouldn't cast nets. The past is not ebullient. What I thought was clarity, a knotty burl thrown up among the cables, where I am conscripted, sullen, lazy, as best I can breathe, walking down the street, cheek in the gravel, hole on my face. My life will end. My life will end. If I love you, I will always love you. Heirlooms in February, seabirds at Mono Lake. Halfway across the plain, the tree collapses under weight of its own fruit. This is not a metaphor. I saw it like the ocean I saw with my own eyes, and the day the meaty tissue of the mushroom became real. Thank you.